a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, one of Melbourne and Australia's even longest-running adult cinemas is closing. Now, this is the Crazy Horse Cinema, the one on the corner of Elizabeth and Flinders Street.
Oh, yes.
So it is a bit of an institution.
Hang on.
There.
Is it just back from the corner?
No, sorry, Flinders Lane.
Oh,
on the corner
okay.
of Flinders Lane yeah. and Elizabeth, next to the
sorry,
KFC.
I'm so confused.
yeah. I was thinking of the other one. It's not that one. That's an adult. That's like an adult store. This is the one that it's like, come on down.
Yeah, yeah.
Go downstairs.
No, I thought I'd greatly misunderstood what Lord of the Fries does.
Anyway, it's closing down after 50 years of showing adult films. And apparently, the regulars, very disappointed.
Oh, I can imagine.
So there's a whole bunch of regulars. Now, there was the Club X spokesperson. Her name is Jill, and she was doing a little interview with the Daily
name.
Mail.
Jill.
Yeah, Jill. Give us your stage name, Jill. It's Jay. She said, we have many, many different groups that support the venue, and we've already had many, many calls today by a lot of our long-supporting patrons, particularly those who come during business hours. And that's what she... I don't...
Okay,
I'm just
right.
reading what she said.
Pun intended.
I'm just reading what she said. Perhaps the hardest hit are a group of male pensioners who attend the film showings three times a week when the cinema opens at 10 a.m. Now, they've got a bit of a special for these pensioners, right? Apparently, it is a $10 pensioner all-day ticket.
Oh, Jesus.
And she said, here, it's great. They can come and do their thing in the morning, whatever it is they do, and then they can go and maybe do some shopping for the wife or maybe have lunch and then come back if they like.
Are they washing their hands?
Please
make sure they're washing their hands.
Put out the hand sanitizer. And apparently, though, it's actually a bit of a community hub. She's like, it's quite sweet with these old men because if one of them hasn't come in a few days, they're like, once again, I'm just reading. They're like, where's, you know, Barry? We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like a, is he okay? It's like a welfare.
It's like a men's shed, but different.
It's a men's underground shed.
Holy
guacamole. Yeah.
Do you know what they say about those like aged care homes and stuff? It's rife there.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop. No, I don't need the... Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's rife, is it?
It is.
Jesus Christ. Well, apparently...
So many broken hips.
She said here there have been gay and couples nights, you know, across the venues a thing. Also, amazing... We welcomed AFL stars and well-known boxers here across our time too.
I bet apparently, a well-known boxer.
Apparently, they used to show old footage from GFL games that had been recorded that week.
No.
Put a bit of commentary over, and then people would come down on the 50 red leather seats they have there and watch a bit of GFL action.
I'm so confused.
I don't know if GFL stands for something else.
Oh yeah.
I assumed it was football, but it could be. Let's not say
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This made me laugh a little bit, but also kind of cringe.
Yeah.
There's been a bit of a altercation between neighbours.
Okay.
I'm not going to use names. I don't want to give anything away. This is in Australia.
Okay. Can you say whether it's on the West Coast?
Is it in Perth?
Yeah.
Because they've got the worst... Neighbours in Australia.
Right, okay, right. Now, listen,
I'm going to say
this is an East Coast.
Okay.
Between neighbours.
Yeah.
So this person has said...
Locally?
Newtown specific.
No. Definitely not.
Okay.
We're not talking local here.
Yeah.
Okay, this person got a nice big sort of backyard. So a picture of backyard that kind of runs for a little bit into... a private-ish sort of garden.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds very Newtown.
I'm thinking a little bit more rurally.
Oh, rurally.
Okay,
little bushy, maybe some bigger trees at the back of the property.
Shetland pony.
There's almost like, you know, you see, and some might be a veggie garden down the back or something like
beautiful.
That, a couple of trees, something like that.
Good spot.
Anyway, that's what this guy's house sounds like, his property sounds like.
You just imagined all of that.
Yeah, I pretty much have from what I've been reading.
Great.
One day he gets home. He'd been away for a little bit.
Mm.
The neighbour has put in a door or a gate in the fence, the side fence dividing the two properties, so that the neighbour can have access to the back sort of private garden of this person's property.
Absolutely not.
No, that's not a thing. Not. It's great if you live next door to someone that you're friends with, or if it's like a little gate for the dog to come through, or the cat. Or something like that.
Or that fence that half folds down and you've got a bar and then you guys can have a beer.
Yeah. All great ideas. Yeah. All great ideas. But I would imagine consensual for both parties, those types of things. Or if you happen to be living next door to a relative, you might go, oh, yeah, let's take down that section of fence and we can all be happy. No, no, no. These are two people who barely know each other. And it was while he was away, the neighbour has gone and installed a gate, a door, for him in the side fence so that he could access...
Breaking news, fog in Brisbane.
Fog in Brisbane. Sorry, Cameron, we needed to interject.
Sorry, that's a running joke in the show.
You never get it's always breaking news. It's always breaking news fog.
In Brisbane. Amazing. Specifically. So, and amazing. It was just on there the you go. Sorry, so this person has gone, I guess that's part of your backyard, but it is far from your house, so it should be free access for
all. Yeah, it's a bit almost like a private garden sort of thing, like you might see in the middle of London where different properties can all access these little gardens.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, that looks like a nice place where I'd love to hang out. Yeah. I'm going to put a gate in there and I'm going to use it whenever I like.
I wonder if the door opens inwards to their property or outwards to the neighbour that doesn't want them there's property. Because then it would be an easy fix. You just bolt it from the other side. But if it opens inwards, well, you're stuffed.
I'm glad you brought that up because this is how he dealt with it.
Yeah?
He said, so I did the neighbourly thing and nailed and boarded the gate up from my side and then erected a cyclone fence on my property side with some appropriate posters directed at the neighbour.
Amazing.
Patrol tower, some spotlights.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're on the Hot Tub Radio Show. Hey, let's play Lyrical.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
All right, I'm turning the bubbles back on.
Yeah, can you?
Because, Becky finally got in. You requested no bubbles on the way in, but now we're back to Bubble Town.
Can I bring the bubble bath and the bath bombs and everything as well?
No, I don't think you're supposed to put like soap and stuff in.
Come on, Beck.
I mean, Lingy, it's your spa. It's your hot tub. What are you...
Well, it'll just end up everywhere. There'll be bubbles filling this entire studio, everything going on.
That's the fun of it, isn't it?
I'd say no detergent in the spa.
Yeah.
I agree. By the way, you need the bubbles on. Otherwise, then you are just sitting in a big bath.
And you can see everything.
I appreciate you wearing the little swimming cap there, Beck, and the little... plugs for your nose as
That's
well.
That's okay, yep. Stole the swimming cap and the goggles from the kids this morning, so,
We're amazing. Feeling good.
All right, so from the hot tub, we are doing Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Thursday bass game, talking about lyrical headlines. You're going to read the lyrics to some songs like you do in your day job, as if they're a news bulletin. Lingy, Loggy and I will have to decipher not only the artist, but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the rest of us get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lewis.
Longy.
Did you say Longy?
I did.
Longy. Okay, so I guess if we just yell something, regardless of whose name it is,
I'll just have to decipher it all.
Yeah. No splashing.
All right.
Okay.
Are we all ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I know about your kind, and so, I'll have to play. If you're thinking you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say it's murder on the dance floor.
Loggy!
It made me Loggy.
Yeah, it was Loggy.
Sophie Alice Bextor, murder on the dance floor.
Yes! It's
murder on the dance floor. Almost Lingy. But you better not kill the
girl. gyrating in the spa, though, to that one. A bit less of that, thanks, guys.
You do need music when you're having a spa, too.
Yes,
so that's
and
nice.
There is a bit of a theme to this week as well.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, yes, I meant to ask you that.
Murder?
Killing people on the dance floor?
No, it's artists who have appeared as cameos on Neighbours, because Neighbours wrapped up filming last week.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good theme, mate.
Okay.
All right.
So, yes, go Sophie. Brits love their Neighbours.
Yeah.
All right, question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. My head is a box full of nothing, and that's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like
Tom.
It.
Oh, it's no. Ben Lee, Catch My Disease.
Yes. So closely.
Perfect.
I knew the name of the song. I just could not get
his name.
Yeah.
What's he doing at the moment? We had him on the show a while ago, live from like a desert in Nevada.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He'd be a spa guy for sure.
Oh, sure.
He's the guy that when you wake up in the morning at the party, he's asleep with in the spa. Yeah. All right, that's 1 point for me, 1 point for Log. Lingy, you're either going to tie it up or we're going to get a winner out of this. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I want to be rich and I want lots of money.
Loggy!
Oh, quick!
Oh, just backing myself
in. Are you really? Ooh, amazing.
I know she's just,
hang on, faltering.
It is. I'm going to say Lily Allen. Is it... F-U?
No.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So, keep going.
Okay. I don't care about clever and I don't care about funny. I want lots of clothes and I want lots of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them.
Yeah.
I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless because everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. We're
so
on the right track.
Lily Allen.
Yeah, I'm onto a winner. I don't know what's right and what's real anymore, and I don't know how I'm meant to feel anymore. When do you
Tom,
think it'll be?
Okay, I feel like it might have been a stretch. I don't know if you would have got this one.
Nah, I don't think I would have got it.
It's The Fear. It's Lily Allen, The Fear.
The Fear. Tune.
Yeah, good song.
Helped. That was it. That was a team effort.
That was a team effort. Do you know what that also means, everybody?
Tommy!
Yay.
Did I win Guess the Year and Lyrical this week?
Yes!
Oh, what
I
a
don't
win
remember.
To be Tommy!
Wow.
Yeah, all
go
right.
Mr. Lewis.
I don't like team sports in the spa, though. I feel like the spa should be very...
chilled, you reckon?
Zen, nah, just kind of...
Get Tommy a bottle of champagne in the spa.
I will say four people in the spa is the perfect number. I think three is
awkward.
Is a bit
tag
awkward.
Team
yeah,
situation.
It's a bit...
Yeah,
but two is a bit intimate. And one's just a bit sad. I reckon.
one's great. You just relax.
grab yourself a towel there, Beck, as you hop out.
Yes,
don't
want to get the newsroom wet.
And you'll probably need a tetanus shot as well after that. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy, the Hot Tub Radio Show on K-Rock.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy, it is the Hot Tub Radio Show coming to you live from Lingy's spa that he's pulled in here to the studio and then made the tech guys here set up. He's like, okay, I did the hard work. I've got it here, guys. Now you plummet into the studio.
Plummet, give it power. We wanted the bubbles. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it is weird if you're just sitting in a still bath.
It is.
So it's nice. We've got this rolling.
Perfect temperature to bag out some people. Am I right?
Yes. Bit of gossip.
Because you've got to love a gossip in a hot tub.
Yeah.
All right? And that's what I'm doing. I was at a little event yesterday and I happened to be in the car with my mates. They had to stop off at the supermarket knowing full well that they were stopping off at the supermarket before we went to this thing. It was going to go for about 2 hours and then they were going to drive home. It's about a 40-minute drive for them. So I was like, why are you going to the supermarket? They're like, oh, because we've got family dinner tonight, you know, we're busy parents, you know, we're making use of our time. So that meat that they bought for dinner was sitting in the car for at least 3.5 hours.
It was even it would even be a stretch for me for them to go post-event, pre-40-minute drive home, pop the supermarket stop in the middle there.
Exactly.
And their justification was It's cold outside.
It's winter. It's winter. And it's in one of those bags that are lined from Aldi with the zip on the top. It's winter. It's fine. And I'm like, but it's in a car. And the sun is there. And it's hot.
Have they heard of E. coli?
Well, I told them all about E. coli.
Yeah.
Did it freak them out at all?
See, this is the thing. I thought that that would be the normal response. But I asked one of my other mates and they said, no, that's fine. Now I've got one of my other mates texting me as well. Yeah, sounds 20 fine. Minutes max, question mark. I'm sure you reckon you've got a good hour.
They don't live in like Durang or somewhere. It's like middle of nowhere where there's no
supermarket. No.
They have supermarkets near them.
And can I ask too, when they go to cook it up, it's not like what my dad used to do on the barbecue. He's like, ah, oh, you cook all the germs out of it. You make it as well done as you possibly can.
Probably a bit of that.
They're just cooking it normal. Yeah. Just, you know, medium rare,
that's
whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
52232955. Cheryl, you're in Grovedale. Welcome to the Hot Tub Radio Show, mate. Just be careful stepping in there. Okay. Ease yourself in. Now, what's your rule?
If it's cold outside, the cool bags work great and everything stays frozen.
Okay.
But doesn't the car get warm no matter what?
Yes, it does.
If it's cold outside, Cheryl?
No, you just, you don't have your heaters on.
Okay, so you're happy with leaving it in there for a while, but what's a while? Where's the cutoff for you?
Well, one time I forgot and I went to Kmart and did some shopping, and then by the time I got home, everything was still fine.
Yeah, okay.
You sure you didn't poison the kids, Cheryl?
No, outside.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. What about Danny in Port Arlington? Danny, how long can you leave meat and general perishables in the back of the car for once you buy them from the supermarket?
Look, I have to just say, first and foremost, this is not something I do on a regular basis.
Okay.
And it's the time called for it. I think if it's raw meat and you're going to cook it, I reckon like 2 hours, if you desperately had to.
Okay.
If it's deli meat though, then yeah, I'd probably chuck it if it like had to get left in there. Raw meat though, like if I was coming home and I was cooking it, or if it was going straight in the fridge or freezer, I reckon, yeah, a couple of hours you could probably let it slide once in a blue moon. Not on a regular basis though.
So we've got two people who are happy with the couple of hour time frame. It's not what I'm thinking.
I know.
Mitch and Lara is joining us as well. Mitch, which way are you? Are you more the 20 or 30 minutes max, or are you a couple of hours as well?
Mate, those responses hurt me. I only do, if we're going to the shops, we go to the shops and we go straight home.
Yes.
Probably no more than 15 minutes. And I even get the girls to pack, like, so I put all the frozen, all the fresh food first, like all the meats and that, and then I get the frozen on the top of it. So it's kind of keeps it kind of as cool as possible, but
you know
it goes, it goes straight home. But I've had a mate that I used to work with that would get the two icebreakers on special and the two sandwiches at like Caltex or at the Ampoles.
Yeah.
And he would leave it in the back of his work van all day until lunchtime. He'd buy it about 8 o'clock in the morning and he would drink the two icebreakers over the day. And I swear to God, it was almost curdled.
All right.
This is making me feel sick.
All right, so you're a man after our own hearts. Also, I mean, being from Lara, man after my own heart. And weirdly, we've got the same cosy on in the spa. We shop at the same very European swimsuit providers.
You can stay, though, Mitch. Grab yourself a curdled
milk. Very open-minded of you.
My
there,
mate
Mitch.
Has just actually texted me and said, I'm still alive, B.
Oh,
yes.
And I'm like, oh.
People passionate about not refrigerating their perishables.
Screw you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.